Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there.
Wrong. Morning, everybody. How is everyone doing on this wonderful, beautiful, fantastic morning? It's good to be here with you, Mother Fox. Let me just tell you right now that, R.I.P. Sinead O'Connor. I was probably the first person to announce this, like I did with the Queen. I found out at a comedy show, therefore I get to tell a whole group. People just don't like me telling them about death in a comedy setting. But last night I was like, ladies and gentlemen, have your attention please, which is stupid because I was already walking on the stage, and I was like, R.I.P. Sinead O'Connor, and they were like, who the fuck is Sinead O'Connor, man? Because you know what, it's a lot of fucking kids and they don't know who the fuck Sinead O'Connor is. If I had said, oh, R.I.P. little yachty Zan Zan from TikTok, they would have all started crying. They were like, oh, was it the Zanzans? Was it the Zanzans that killed him? Probably, I don't know. I made him up, but he definitely exists, little faggot. But not knowing who Sinead was. Then I did the first Sinead O'Connor joke tribute. R.I.P. Sinead. I was like, hey, I hope it's for Sinead's sake. I hope it's bloody Muslim heaven. Because if it's not, St. Peter's going to have to pull her aside. Like, she's at the airport and going, Sinead, what's sorry, girl? We have a video here of you and SNL. Turn up picture of the Pope. What's that? Yeah, that's the job. Okay, and now no one else can make jokes about Sinead O'Connor. It's over. It's already hack. It's been 12 hours. It's already hack. Ladies and fucking gentlemen, welcome to the morning show. It is fucking 10 minutes past 7 a.m. Thursday, July 27th. I have to be at work in 50 minutes, but guess what? Work is 90 minutes away and I'm podcasting. How's that going to work out? I'm a fucking retard. Take it away, Sinead. To my punctuality. To trying to be on time but not doing it. R.I.P. girl. Oh, very sad. Anyway, she was young. I reckon she might have done it by her own hand, but we're not going to speculate on that at all. It's very fucking sad shit, man. It is sad and it is... Sorry, I haven't been podcasting the last 2 days, guys. What happened now? What's my excuse? Oh, tranquilizers, that's it. Makes it very hard to do anything. But a great time. Yesterday, I tried to podcast, and then I was talking, and it sounded pure retarded. So the way that had to wear off before you had to go do a couple of jokes about your age, you know what I mean? God, I'm a fucking edgelord. Give it up for me. You just can't. Number fucking one in the business. Fucking at least 30 listeners every episode. Take that and smoke in your pipe, you fucking pack of queers. I'll fucking kill all of you. All of you are fucking dead. Fuck yeah. Because you know what? No one, not one person in podcasting can compare. That's right, Sinead. Thank you. From the grave, you're getting it. Straight from her, the horse's mouth. Horse. That triggered me there for a second. Nothing compares to just brutal 7 a.m. on his solo podcasting into the ether. Into nowhere. Radio nowhere. That's where we're at. Radio fucking nowhere. Someplace lost in time is my AM radio show where I just speak to the nothingness, the void, the abyss. Welcome to Abyss AM. Where I rant to no one. Give it up for fucking Sinead, everybody. Give it up for R.I.P. gone but never ever forgotten. Best shaved head in the business. Hey, fucking, we're not fucking doing a whole Sinead fucking tribute here, sorry, bitch. Alright, fucking hell, where we go. I'm going to go fucking Croydon today to go to work, guys. Fucking hell, it's a trek. It's a trek in what I'm doing. I'm just being late. I'm already late. I'm on my second coffee. I'm just waiting for, the caffeine to pick up and carry me to work, you know what I mean? Anyway, what's going on in the fucking news? Let's hear it for the fucking news. Let's hear it for me. Let's hear it for the news. Let's hear it for you. Alright, top stories. Give me your top stories, you fucking cunts. UK's weather last year, which saw 40 degrees temperature, could become typical. Typical of what, you fucking retard? It hasn't happened this year, and that was last year. Is what's so typical about every fucking 2 or 3 years? Alright, here we give him a big... Wrong. Fuck yeah, we're on a fucking soundboard today. That's it, I'm taking the fucking news stories, and I'm just giving them a fucking... If they're good. If it's bad journalism, I am the fucking propaganda king. I am the puppet master. So fucking Sky News, you better be tuning in, listening, because I'll cut your fucking throats. I'll fucking every single one of you little... You're meant to be journalists, so I call you little fucking toddlers with your crayons. Trying to colour me a propaganda picture? I'll get ya. This is the only one true radio station live out there. The only one left. It won't be long before they send the agents around to silence me. Because everyone's trying to go, gag him. Gag him. He's unapologetic. He fucking made jokes about Sinead O'Connor and she wasn't even warm in the casket. She wasn't even in the casket. She was. The pulse had barely fucking ceased. And he was already there announcing it to the fucking world. He's a bad bastard. Okay. Man describes moment e-bike battery exploded like a grenade and gutted his home. Okay, that's what we're... Here we go. I'm telling you, and his house has half burnt down because he was trying to fucking look after the environment. Alright, tell you, these batteries are all rigged to explode at some point. This is a fucking psyop operation. E-bikes are a population control thing. You think it's green energy, it's not. Before 2025, 40% of all e-bikes are actually armed with explosive devices to maim and kill fat British retards. The number one news station in the fucking world, and he's exposing the truth. Come get me. Come fucking get me. I sound manic. Maybe it's those tranquilizers, but they feels like they've freshened up my brain. That's all I can say to you. It's part of the life cycle. Could India become about to legalize gay marriage? Does that sentence make fucking sense? It's part of the life cycle. Could India be about to legalize gay marriage? All right, I'm just retarded. I couldn't read. Yes, we are about to make gay marriage legal. Fucking edgelord using accents. Come on, hit me with the next one. What's the next fucking global news story? Emotionally overwhelming. Girl who vanished at 14, found alive 4 years later. Now she's got bigger tits. Yes, you can't stop him. He's on a fucking roll, motherfuckers. Unapologetic and impossible to ignore, Sinead O'Connor rise to stardom and personal struggles. We're a fan of Sinead. Sometimes I'll just fucking agree. Sinead's on two of these articles. Co-op. Out of control. Co-op shop. Hit by brazen violent theft. The co-op's a fucking shithole anyway, so... Fucking... Rob it. If you walk past a co-op today, be sure to go in there with a 13-inch serrated hunting knife, hold it to the cashier's face, and steal a fucking Snickers. That's it. Not even... You don't even steal the cash or nothing. You steal a Snickers and a Diet Pepsi. And if they don't have a... scream if they don't have a Diet Pepsi. Someone's losing a finger. And then, walk out. Because that's the kind of fucking confused violence I'm trying to purport on the world. Okay, I take that back. I don't want to be... I don't want people coming... That was... We are a violent-free podcast, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I have to fucking go before work. Fucking, I have to go to work. That's it. R.I.P. Sinead. Give it up to you guys. You guys are the fucking best. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow. Fucking peace out, motherfucker.